you're listening to the Crazy Over 40s Live podcast, a podcast designed to revolutionize the way we think about our midlife. Yes, let's celebrate this beauty of this transformative period. It's time to embrace our curiosity and unleash our desires and rediscover the power of our adolescence. Yes, we're doing it all over again. I promise you, on every episode, we shall be exploring everything from relationships, emotional well-being, sexual empowerment, to financial stability, just overall wellness. Each episode is packed with empowering insights, actionable advice, and heartfelt stories from real people who have conquered the challenges of the midlife. Expect tears, laughter, and joy. So join me every Thursday, Caroline Brown. And don't forget to share and subscribe so you can keep updated on all the episodes as and when they become available. Available on all platforms. Listen in to the next episode. Where were you on the 31st of December with a glass in one hand and a bottle of champagne in the other, whether you're with friends, whether you're with your family, whether you're with your partner, whatever you were doing? I bet you said to yourself, this is what's going to be different in 2024. Well, I said that to myself. And in 2024, I said to myself that I will say yes to things I have good energy towards. And actually, this is beginning to actually work out. Listen, you may not have the time, but sometimes the timing of things is not really that important. What's important is the energy that you have towards whatever is coming your way. And that's the way I'm going to live my life in 2024. For others, it could be cultivating better relationships with themselves and with others. It could be a new career, adventures, interests. It could be living a healthier lifestyle. All of those things are important. And to help her along the way is Alicia. Alicia Berberich uses her motivation, mindset and manifesting skills to provide the resources people need to move forward with confidence and gusto. That's what we need, isn't it, in our new year. One of her mottos is, if you want things to be different, just do things differently. She has harnessed this philosophy her entire life, from starting a woman's network in San Francisco because the local chamber of commerce didn't have the power to create one. Alicia also said to herself, well, I have a dream of living in Paris, and that's what she did. She has led workshops in San Francisco Bay Area and in Paris called Unleash Your True Potential. She loves helping successful women advance their lives even further by focusing on their calling. So what is your calling? Well, if you don't know, you will find out today. So stay tuned after the interlude. I'm your host, Caroline Brown. And don't forget to share and subscribe so you can keep updated on all the episodes as and when they become available. Listeners, as I said, we shall be graced by Alicia Berberich. Here she is. Hello, Alicia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well. And how are you?
I'm feeling quite chipper this morning.
Oh, good. So am I. Same as the both of us. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your work, because, you know, it's a new year, new beginning, 2024. All things are happening in 2024. There's so many changes around the world, isn't it? And so people sometimes think it's a new time to rethink a lot of things, perhaps take a different path to what they expected before. But tell us a little bit how you began to think things a little differently and kind of lead on from there. What got you into the world of what you're creating right now for others?
Well, it's an exciting time. And on your podcast, you talk to women who are in their 40s, and I have been through that time, and the 50s as well. I'm 65, and it's interesting to look back and think about the 40s, because that's a time when women are pulled in so many different directions, and they have so much happening to them in their life that it's hard for them to take the time out to think about, okay, what's really important for me right now? What is it that I really want to do? because they have, you know, their kids, their parents. They call this the sandwich generation. They might be working outside the home, working in the home, social things. So many things are happening. And so I really help women to focus on what their priorities are and how to stay true to themselves during this really challenging time. And to really work with them, to show them that life isn't happening to them, but it's happening for them. And if you can reframe your thinking to that mindset, then you can really do a lot more exciting things with your life and have a new perspective to get things done.
I couldn't agree even more, because for 2024, for me, it's been exactly that. And it's always nice to take a slightly different path to what you expected. And it's okay. Sometimes things are just like that. And you talk about help women release the shackles that bind them to their old ways of thinking. And that's what I'm actually describing. Can you tell us a little bit more about that, and what were your shackles?
Yeah, the shackles are the limiting beliefs that really hold us back. And these are things that went through when we were quite young, like between the ages of 0 and 5, or it could have even happened when you were in your mother's womb. But it creates these mindsets of limitation. And it can be something simple, like people say, well, I don't have any of these things. I don't know what you're talking about. But even simple things, like even for women who are great parents, it just is something that transpires. Like when you're talking to your child and you say, don't cross the street, you're worried about their safety and well-being. But the child hears, don't cross the street. But then the child sees other people crossing the street and they think, oh, they can cross the street, but I can't cross the street. What's wrong with me that I can't cross the street? And then they take that generalization of crossing the street, and then it becomes globalized in terms of I can't cross the street or I can't do other things. And then these create these limitations in our mind. And those are the shackles that really bind us to old thinking. And so in order to create new thinking, you have to first become aware that these are limitations in your mind, that these are things that are just a thought process, and it's something that you can come over, or something that you can get over. But until that you become aware of it and realize it's something that you have control over, that's what really binds you to the past and old ways of thinking.
Because you've done really great work yourself, and you talk about very much in the beginning how you created a chamber of commerce, a professional network, because the chambers of commerce where you live didn't have one. It must take enormous openness to actually think that you don't have to kind of go with what's in front of you. You can actually try and open doors, even if they are closed.
Yeah. When you have a new way of thinking about things, of looking at, well, what's possible, and realizing just because it's been done this way for so long, it doesn't mean it has to always be that way. And there are new things that can happen that can really help everyone move forward. But so many people get stuck in like, no, this is the way we've always done it. This is how it's done. But even in this day and age, things are happening so quickly just with the advent of AI. And what's possible with AI is so exciting. And a lot of people are, you know, looking at sort of the negative side of it. And I think we need to have people who can think of that, because with AI, the computer thinks, it's just so amazing to watch it come up. I write a lot of articles and copy, and just in terms of research and generating ideas, artificial intelligence is amazing and it's super exciting. But looking at that as a possibility instead of something that's limiting you, and looking at the negative side, really can help you see things in a new and different light. Ask me about some of the things, some of the shackles that had bound me in the past. Yeah. And I think, you know, it's something that really was haunting me for a long time, of not being good enough and not being able to do the things that I want to do. And it's funny because when I was in high school, I really wanted to be with the smart girls, but my mother kept saying, you know, you need to focus on these other things, and that's not where you belong. And it created such a limitation in my mind and in my thought process. And it took me a long time to get over that, to realize, you know, that's not true. That was her perception of things, but it's not really what's true for me. So being able to understand where she was coming from and accepting her ideas and limitations, and then understanding where I'm coming from and what's possible for me, can really help break through old barriers.
And that's a really great example that you talk about motivation, you talk about mindset. So we just talked a little bit about mindset, but what does that actually look like in terms of mindset and motivation? How do you get started? How do you get up and go when you're feeling so defeated or feeling like, you know, this just isn't possible? How do you get that first step?
Yeah, and that is such a good question. So people really started to talk about mindset from the research that Carol Dweck did at Stanford University. And she talks about people having a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. And a fixed mindset, it really sticks with, well, we're going to do things the way we've always done it because that's how we've done it. And a growth mindset looks at, well, what's possible and what are other ways we can do it and looking for different new angles. And if you're really thinking about wanting to see a change, just looking at new possibilities. And the key thing that's so exciting when you're working on mindset is just this simple little three-letter word. If you take what you're saying, oh, I'm not able to do that, and then you throw on this little three-letter word at the end, then possibilities open up. And the three-letter word is yet. I can't do this yet. Just by adding that, it adds the possibility of what you can do. And that can really work to break through barriers. Because just because you can't do it today doesn't mean you're not going to be able to do it in the future. Like when you take a child and they're learning to walk, you know, in the beginning, they're trying to get up and holding on to furniture, and they can't really walk across the room, but they don't think like, oh, I can't do this, I'm never going to walk. No, they're like excited about the opportunity and they keep going. They can't do it yet, but they're certainly going to be able to do it. So just keeping the concept of a child's mindset of openness and willing to try and adding that three-letter word on what you're talking about really can change your whole perspective on what you're doing.
Yeah, and I love what you said, yet, because the yet is the really exciting part, as you describe, right? It's the possibilities. The yet is the possibilities. What are the support we need with the yet? Because I think a lot of people believe when you're over 40, you should have it all, you know, you should know it all. And the yet feels quite young, you know, sometimes in people's thinking, the yet, you know, why shouldn't I know it? But tell us the importance why it's okay not to know it.
Yeah, it's definitely okay not to know it because it keeps your mind open and agile and fluid to learning new things. I mean, you're in your 40s, you're like in the prime of your life and you have so much going on and you have so many opportunities forward, but you want to keep that perspective open and really think about like whenever you meet new people, thinking about what can I learn from this person? And because everybody has something to teach you and having an open mind frame for learning about new people and dealing with people in a positive way. Because 40s, I mean, you're like not even halfway done yet. You have lots still going for you. And I think in the 40s, you're really working on, you know, sort of your home grounding space. You've got your kids, their schoolwork, all of the issues around kids in school, finances, work. You have your own parents that you're dealing with because this is really your part of the sandwich generation where you have your parents and your kids at the same time. And just trying to get your finances in order so that you have a future to look forward to. It's a really hard time, those 40s. And it gets a little easier in the 50s, but it's just still a time of growth and opportunity. But as long as you maintain that growth mindset and look at opportunities for learning and growing, that should carry you all the way to the end of your life. The thing that keeps people going is that element of curiosity. That element of curiosity really can take you so much further in life. It's once you start shutting down and losing that life becomes sort of black and white, as opposed to all the colors of the rainbow that are possible.
Right. Yeah. And then that's what I love about the over 40s is because we've kind of earned that space by now. You know, it's okay to kind of let go and not put yourself in the shackles as you describe it. But yeah, you know, we all do, because we take on a lot of responsibilities, but anything is possible in the other fours. We can do it all over again. And that's what I love about this stage in our life. And I just want to talk about a little bit more about the manifestation of what we desire, because that is so engaging part of the whole purpose of what you want and what you would desire in your later on life experiences.
Yeah, the manifesting makes things really possible, and it's very exciting to be able to harness the power of manifesting. Manifesting itself is something that we've been doing our whole lives. It's just the way things work, but we do things at an unconscious level. And what I'm really driven to help people learn is how to take manifesting from the unconscious level to the conscious level. And you've probably witnessed manifesting, like if you are thinking about someone you haven't seen for a long time, and then all of a sudden you run into them, like, oh, you've like pulled them up from your subconscious to your conscious level, and suddenly they're there before you. And that's like it's a really cool thing. But if you have something big that you desire, and really focus your energy on that and can align energy with that desire, then you can bring it into fruition. And it's really harnessing the power of the energy that you have to align that with the energy of the universe to bring it about. And when people start using manifesting on a conscious level and focusing, it requires using gratitude in the present tense. Gratitude statements are really important. Focusing on in the present tense, I mean, saying your gratitude statement as an I am statement, and then adding, not just saying what you're grateful for, I'm so grateful for my children, but adding the because, which that adds the emotional, which is the emotion which really glues your desire together. So I'm really grateful for my kids because they add so much to my life, and I love being around them with their energy and spirit. So looking at what you're grateful for and then tying it in with inspired action for whatever it is that you're desiring, tie it in with inspired actions and taking steps every day so the universe can see that your actions are in alignment with your desires, and that helps bring it into fruition. And that makes it really, really exciting. But the big part is looking at the saboteurs, which are those limiting beliefs that can really hold you back. Because if you're saying, for instance, if you want a house in a particular neighborhood and you're talking about that, but you have in your mind that, oh, I could never live in that neighborhood. It's not the kind of neighborhood where, you know, I belong or whatever it is. But just knowing then you're fighting against yourself. So then it doesn't come true. So it's being able to identify these old ideas in your mind and sort of clean them out so that you have clean energy going for what it is you desire. And then you can get it all aligned to, so you could reach that desire and manifest what it is you truly want.
And so what does that look like in your the work that you do, the workshops that you do?
Yeah, I'm doing one this weekend too. I'm very excited about it. But I work with women once we work to really align their values and their strengths, which what it is they really desire. And we really focus on their future self. So we do some visualization. So we start looking at their future self when they're 80 years old and harness the power of their future self and that energy so that they can see what direction they're going in. And then we look at the future self for the end of 2025, like, what do I want to achieve by the end of this year? And sit in the energy of what that's going to feel like when you've achieved what it is you really desire, bringing that energy into your body so that you become energized from that. And every day when you're walking around, you can think about how good it's going to feel to have achieved that goal. And then when you're making your decisions on a daily basis, you can think about, well, if I want to achieve this in 2025, is this going to take me closer to my desired state, or is it going to take me further away? So that you can use that power and that energy in all the decisions you make to stay aligned with your actions so that they can meet up with the desires. So I really work on training people to focus on that energy and to be in touch with that energy so that they can achieve the things that they desire.
And your workshops, are they global? Can anyone from anywhere join your workshops? Are they online?
Yes, I do some online and I do some in person. I really love doing the in-person work or one-on-one with people to help them. I can do one-on-one globally so that we can really focus that way. But I also do workshops in the San Francisco Bay Area that are live, that are really fun. So both ways, online, in person.
And in person. Well, before you share your social media handles where people get hold of you, what are the parting words for my listeners would you like them to hear from this conversation?
I really want them to hear that they have so much potential inside of them. And in the 40s, it's easy to get stressed out because you have so many obligations and things that you're doing. But just, I really think it's so important to enjoy the time while you're in it and be present for your life every day and be present for your kids and be present for yourself and really to take time for self-care so that you can be the best you can be. Because the more you take care of yourself, give to your family and your kids. And that's really important because you're raising the next generation and every day you're making hard decisions and it takes a lot of energy. So you really have to take care of yourself first. I mean, that's why they even have to say on the airplanes, put your own mask on first, because we're so used to taking care of other people that we tend to put ourselves in the back seat. But really, my best advice that I can give you is to take care of yourself.
Well said. Where can I get hold of you?
I'm on Instagram regularly at Alicia_Berberich. And I have a brand new YouTube channel that's also Alicia Berberich on YouTube that really talks about manifesting. That's brand new. Just started last Monday. So I'm super excited.
Congratulations.
Yep.
Me too. I'm excited for you.
Oh, thank you so much. And then also I'd send out a weekly blog. So if you sign up, you can get my thoughts that I talk about manifesting every week. That really helps you stay aligned and focused on your path. So that's an easy way to sign up. I also have, if you look in my link in the bio on Instagram, I have a 30-day Building Your Manifesting Habit email program that you receive an email every day for 30 days that help you with your manifesting process. And that's a really fun program.
Lovely. Thank you so much for coming on the Crazy Over 40s Life podcast.
It's my pleasure. I think women in their 40s have so much going on and they really need support in what they're doing. And this is a great podcast that you offer with advice in so many different areas.
Oh, thank you so much for your lovely words. Thank you. And I hope I'm continue to do a great job bringing on wonderful guests like yourself. Take care of yourself. And thank you for coming on.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Alicia, love her details. You want to get hold of all my guests? You can. Instagram, Facebook, the crazy40slife.com website. Are you in a position where you invested financially, emotionally, socially, and personally in a career, and now you're thinking, well, this is not the direction that I really feel comfortable in? Perhaps you want to change your career, don't know how to. Perhaps your career isn't giving you the financial freedom that you thought it would. Well, Dr. Tawana Gillard is going to show exactly what that was like for her. And she wrote a book on the other side of greatness, lessons on the journey from a six-figure debt to a seven-figure success. And she's drawn on her own personal experiences of overcoming financial crisis and shares her journey through storytelling and thought-provoking questions. And I'm sure you will have questions too, but don't worry, she's here to provide a supportive network and harness the power of consistent, small, and intentional actions. Sounds wonderful. So stay tuned for that. And the only way that you can is if you share and subscribe, most importantly, so you can keep updated on all the episodes as and when they become available.